the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And bombs away last night at Coors Field, Lundy. If you caught the SiriusXM Fantasy show, Lundy and I actually did it in person, and his musk is as spectacular as I remember it, living in Denver. And Lundy, you were in attendance last night for the spectacular show that my boy Petey Alonso, Polar Bear Pete, swiping the claw and just blasting shot after shot at Coors Field, cashing in for me a plus 550. So did you have a good time?
I had a great time, my friend. I was sitting up top. I was in upper deck in right field. Four of the home runs from last night's spectacular display landed in my section. No, I did not catch any. But I was definitely in a popular spot, and the altitude and the heat were working in those hitters' favors. That is for sure. But yeah, that was a ton of fun, and I'll be at the game tonight as well. So I'm looking forward to back to back. This is kind of like a you and I have been lucky to do a lot of really cool stuff in the sports world, but this is the first time I've ever been to an MLB All-Star weekend. So I'm really enjoying the fact that it's just down the street.
Yeah, if it's in your backyard, you might as well take advantage. Same with the local sports betting, and we're going to have some selections in tonight's All-Star game here in a minute. But let's flash forward to the future. And DraftKings, since they have changed platforms, going from Kambi to SB Tech, they have unlocked a treasure trove of creative props, not only some of the player ones, but some of the team-centered ones as well. And here is one that I unearthed here, Lundy, and that is Tampa to lose its first game of the season. And they've got various teams that you can choose from. Dallas is actually the front runner. That'd be in week one at home. No, there's no way the Buccaneers are going to lose at home week one against the Cowboys, no matter how dynamite Dak could be this season and that electrifying offense in general for the Cowpokes. But for me, look at the schedule. It's definitely not going to be week two at home against Atlanta. Week three against the LA Rams. That's where I'm stacking my chips at plus 250, Lundy, because I believe, pound for pound, on paper, the LA Rams may be the best team entering the regular season the entirety of the NFL. And of course, they're going to be at home there at SoFi. It's going to be a deafening crowd, no question about it. So Tampa losing week three against LA Rams, plus 250. Let's lock and load it. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I like the juice on that one, too, because I think that when you look at the opportunity of them picking up the first loss, that week three is the one that stands out right now like a pimple in the middle of your forehead. I mean, I think that is the first big opportunity, because you get past that, Brad, and they get into a road game, a prime timer against the Patriots. Don't see that happening. At home against the Dolphins, don't see that happening. So you look at the way their schedule is stacked up, it probably could be the first trip to the loss column in week three.
Yeah, that would be a spectacular one, though. There are a lot of people out there probably thinking the Tom Brady Bowl in Foxborough week four could be the first domino that falls to that Buccaneers franchise. I could just tell you it's not going to be Big D, because little D still applies to the Cowboys. Look, if you want to get on that wager or anything else, you need to do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook, which is not only my favorite sportsbook, but also America's top-rated sportsbook app. I love using DraftKings Sportsbook. It's easy to navigate, has plenty of instructions for new bettors, and nearly limitless ways to get in on all the action. My friends and family also digging DraftKings Sportsbook, and I know you will too. Just listen to this ridiculous offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you courtside with a chance to turn $1 into $150 in site credits. That's right. Pick any basketball team that is still in contention. There's one, two. That's it, two. You're the Bucks and the Suns. And if that team wins, you then win $150 in side credits. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN when you sign up to turn $1 into $150 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choosing to win their next game, and if they do, you will claim $150 in free credits. That's promo code FTN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, on this Taco Tuesday, let's add a little extra spice with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, Lundy, as I mentioned, with the migration from Camby to SB Tech, there's just so many player props to choose from. And our friends at DraftKings Sportsbook, they're doing some odds boosts in specific markets around some of these player props, including one, Justin Jefferson of the Minnesota Vikings, a guy that set all kinds of franchise records and receptions and receiving yards in his inaugural campaign last year. The number is rather high at 1,325.5 receiving yards, but I'm going to bet on the over, and that is boosted to plus 105 right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. You see what Jefferson did last year, and he's not going to be a sophomore slumper. I think he's going to be more of a sophomore sensation. 125 targets, 88 receptions, 1,400 yards right on the dot with 7 touchdowns. He was number 7 in total air yards, number 8 in total yak, number 4 in yards per target, 11.2 in that category, and number 5 in yards per route run. Why do I like the over more than anything else is a continuity that this Minnesota Vikings team has on offense. Yes, Gary Kubiak has, you know, ridden off into the sunset. His son, Clint Kubiak, now promoted and elevated to the offensive coordinator position. So it's going to be exactly the same in terms of general play calling, the scheme overall. And, of course, you got Kirk Cousins there. And what else did they really add offensively? It's still Dalvin Cook. It's still Adam Thielen, who's slowly deteriorating in his elderly, and I'm putting that in air quotes because I would kill to be his age, in his early 30s. Justin Jefferson's going to be the alpha dog in this offense. And again, given all of the nuts and bolts and some of those advanced analytics that I just rattled off, I think everything culminates into him coming close to what he did in his freshman season in the league. So fade or follow my over 1,325.5 yards for Justin Jefferson, odds boosted at plus 105 at DK Sportsbook.
Oh, yeah, I like the fact that it's boosted for you as well. I agree. You look at the makeup of this team. What makes you think that things are going to be different here as you get into 2021? It really comes down to whether you think there's going to be any kind of a slump after what he did last season. And that's essentially for you from a betting standpoint or a fantasy player standpoint, that's a TYG. Do you think he's going to, you know, trust your gut? Do you think he's going to have a slump or do you think he's going to continue? I think he's going to continue. He's a fantastic receiver. He's a ton of fun to watch. And so to me, I think this is a solid over, and I like the fact that it's boosted.
Moving on up, bet on Justin Jefferson.
Number four.
All right, let's move on to another player prop and one that you randomly fired off on the SiriusXM Faith and Noise show. You've been filling in for Senior Fun Buns this week, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Channel. And that is one, Baker Mayfield. Will he be the touchdown maker? And by the way, we have a poll on this. So if you want to get in on that, let your voice be heard, submit a comment, and I will read some of the comments at the end of the podcast today. You can do so right now at my Twitter feed, at Noisy Huevos. And here is the line they could take the over the under on in that Twitter poll. Baker Mayfield, 29.5 passing touchdowns at minus 120. A little bit heavier juice there on the under, and for good reason, and that's where my lean is here. You look at Mayfield, first couple of years here in the league, last couple of seasons anyway, 22 passing touchdowns and 26 passing touchdowns last season. But again, what is the offensive identity under Kevin Stefanski there along Lake Erie? It's, you know, right down the middle. Run early, run often. And, you know, the Cleveland Browns, they were inside the top five in terms of percentage of run plays, 49.7% compared to 50.3% via the air. So this is a lot of Nick Chubb, a lot of Kareem Hunt in that 1-2 punch. And you look at the historical background here. Brian Sipe is the only passer to reach 30 touchdowns vertically in a season for the Cleveland Browns. He achieved that back in 1980. Granted, we have the extra game tacked on, 17-game season, but, you know, Mayfield was quarterback 19 in red zone completion percentage. He was quarterback 12 in red zone attempts. Are we really banking on the return of Odell Beckham Jr. to push him over the top? I'm not, because I think Odell Beckham is a shell of what he used to be. So give me the under again, 29.5 passing TDs. I think he's going to be right there back where he was last season, 25 to the 27 vertical strikes overall. So fade or follow that under 29.5 passing scores, -120 for Baker Mayfield.
Well, and if you're a fan of the radio show, you know where I'm going on this one. I'm going to follow you on it because I do think he tucks under. Even before on the show yesterday, you gave me the number. I was like, yeah, I'm thinking right about 26. And then you talked about what the over-under was, and I said, yeah, he's got to be underneath that. And by the way, for those of you that are Browns fans, it's not necessarily a bad thing. If he could come in that way, sit right around 26, let's say, maybe 27, but they're winning games, they've got a solid defense, and they're running the ball because that is part of their identity. You should be happy if you're a Browns fan. I don't think anybody that would hear us saying the under would necessarily think, oh, my gosh, they're down on the Browns. I'm actually not down on the Browns. I just don't think they need Mayfield to throw for 32, 35, 36 touchdowns for them to be successful. So I think because of that, I think they're going to be smart with their play calling. I think they will ground and pound quite a bit because of the talent that they've got in the backfield. So give me the under on this one, but it doesn't mean it's a bad season for Baker.
Live in the land down under with the Brown and Baker Mayfield.
Number three.
All right, let's work in one more NFL player prop. And again, I'm going to go back to the land down under here on Alvin Kamara rush yards at 975.5, -125 on that under wager. You look at what he did last season in 15 games. You know, he missed the one contest due to injury. 187 attempts on the ground, 937 yards. So the natural progression of things. 17-game season, provided he can, you know, maybe play all of those, maybe even plays, you know, 16 of the 17, he should be able to surge over this total. But I think the offensive identity, there is a $64,000 question right now in New Orleans. How is it going to morph? How is it going to change going from Drew Brees to potentially a combo or one of the two in Jameis Winston or Taysom Hill? You know, I think there will be a little bit more of an emphasis on the ground. And, you know, you do look at the New Orleans Saints. Yeah, they are projected to be a top 10 offensive line. But I think Latavius Murray is going to play a larger role than people expect here. You look at Alvin Kamara last season, RB 37 in yak per attempt, only forced a missed tackle on 14.4% of his rushing attempts, which is very unusual for him. He just saw the 11th lowest stack percentage. So that was eight or more men in the box, 11.76% of the time as tracked by NFL Next Gen Stats. So, you know, I think he is going to see more heavier fronts as a result of Winston and Taysom Hill. And again, with Latavius Murray, they're siphoning off some of the touches and the injury M factor, even in a 17-game season. Lenny, I don't think he gets a 976. So again, I think the under is the sound money wager here. Fade or follow on that under 975.5 rush yards for Alvin Kamara.
I like the under as well because, again, this is, one, the $64 million question, what's the offense exactly going to look like? But there's not a lot, in my opinion, that is threatening about who's under center, regardless of which direction they go. And I think because of that, they're going to wind up stacking the box because I think you're going to see defenses that are going to dare this team to try to beat you through the air. And that's going to spell trouble for Alvin Kamara. So I think the fact that it's at 975 rushing, again, we're not talking about a total number here. We're talking about just his rushing yards. I think his rushing yards could take a hit, even if he's catching the ball out of the backfield because they're trying to get interesting on the offensive side. So this one to me is a fascinating one to watch. I'm really interested to see what the Saints do in 2021. But for a preseason prop, I'm tucking under.
Fade the fleur-de-lis. Stick around for my top picks in tonight's Major League Baseball All-Star Game.
Number two.
All right, let's go to the Mile High City. Temps still expected to be, I believe, in the low 90s at game time. Hopefully dodging some of the pop-up thunderstorms that are expected to come off the Rocky Mountains and onto the adjacent plain there where Denver, Colorado currently resides. And Lundy, you know, I think the ball's going to be flying out of this ballpark early and often. And for that reason, I'm on the over 11 runs at plus odds. Yeah, let's get seduced by the juice. Plus 100 on that 11 runs line. Now, if you go back and flip through the annals, did I say that correctly? I think I did. Of Major League Baseball history in recent All-Star games, only one time in the last 14 All-Star games has the number gone over 11 runs. And that came back in 2018. It was an 8-6 final. And that was a homer fest in that contest. So that's since 2006. So the last 14 All-Star games, only been over that 11 runs total one time. And you go back to 1998. That was the first time that the All-Star game was at Coors Field. That game finished 13-8, and Roberto Alomar was named the MVP of that game. So I think it's going to harken back to that old school affair. I think it's going to be a high scoring video game like slugfest there in the heat and elevation of Coors Field. You will be in attendance, and maybe tonight, amigo, you will take a home run ball off the big dome that you possess. You got Bruce Bochy head. These are facts.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you what, brother, I'm fading you on this one. I know we were seeing the ball fly last night, but, you know, let's be honest. They were basically just putting it on the tee.
And letting these guys swing.
So I'm actually going to fade you on this one. I think that is too high of a number. You pointed out the fact that it happened back in 2018. And the only reason that happened, by the way, back in 2018 was because of extra innings. So I just don't think it's going to happen. I think this thing stays underneath that 11 total. I think that's too big of a number. It's the sort of number you would see in just a general regular season game at Coors. But I got to remember, there are some, even with the folks that are sitting out this All-Star game, there are some damn good arms that are going to be on that mound at Coors Field. And I think it's going to stay under the 11 total. Even if they hit some home runs, they're probably going to be solo shots.
Somebody get Chichi Gonzalez in uniform stat. That's what we need right now to serve up some of those softballs at Coors Field.
Number one.
All right, let's work in one more All-Star game selection. And Lundy, this another one's been odds boosted. So I'm going to correlate. You know, I'm all about the synergy, putting things together, you know, applying one puzzle piece to the other and fitting nice and snug in that notch. If I like the over on 11 runs, I really like the odds boost on this one. It's just, you know, what side of the ledger am I going to be on in terms of which, you know, league will win this thing? I'm on the AL. The AL's won 7 straight in the All-Star game. They won 19 of the last 24 as well, straight up. And at DraftKings right now, on the odds boost, you can take the AL to win and to score 5+ ones, a plus 155. Cash money. I'm hammering. Hammering the living daylights out of that. I'm going to side with the trend in the American League. The fighting Vlad Guerrero Jr.'s, the show Otani's. Shut up, Stephen A. Smith. And I'm glad that show is, we'll see how much gas he has left in the tank. Cause, I mean, he was exhausted last night in the home run derby competition. And that's why he got bounced by Juan Soto and the double playoff that they had to go through. But, you know, in the bonus time, the overtimes that they, you know, were swatting shots with. But Otani, we'll see if he can come out and be the main attraction that everybody is drawn to see as he started the game, as well as he is batting leadoff in this contest. But I think overall the AL's going to take it. I think they're going to score 6+ runs. And again, at plus 155, yes, I will get enveloped by that juice. Do you disagree?
This is a tough one for me because I'm with you on the American League, who, by the way, you can just take straight on the money line right now at DK at plus 100.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah, I mean, just take them straight on the money line at plus 100. I do like them to win their 8th in a row. This is a tough one because, you know, I think it's going to tuck underneath that 11 runs that we were just talking about, which means I think the AL can win, but I'm feeling a final of like 5-4, something in that kind of range, which is why the fact that this is right at 5+. I'll roll with you on it because it's odds boosted, but like I said, I'm feeling a final that's like 5-4, right in that range. So I think that one is doable, but I'm with you. I'm on the American League, and that's actually going to tie into one of my bonus times coming up here.
Ooh, speak of the devil, let's talk bonus time. What do you got?
I got two of them for you. If you believe like I do that this will tuck underneath the 11 runs, you can get a no-run first inning at plus 120, by the way.
Ooh,
and obviously we see those pitchers come out, get started. So I like plus 120 on a no-run first inning. And Brad, you like to correlate things, so let me give you this. If you like my call on the under runs, then you can follow me on this. If not, fade the living daylights out of me. The game parlay, American League to win and under on 10.5 runs, plus 310. So I know you don't like that one because you think there's going to be a lot of scoring tonight. But if you're with me and you think it's going to be a lower scoring affair and the American League's going to win, there's a perfect game parlay for you between the American League and under 10.5 plus 310.
All right, a couple of bonus signs for me, and one is an odds boost. Three or more home runs smacked in this game in total by both clubs, minus 120 right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. To go back through the history books, this has happened eight times in an All-Star game since 1998. Again, 1998, including 1998, it happened. That was the first time the All-Star game was at Coors Field, so I think there's going to be three or more bombs in tonight's contest. And then here's just a random one that I found on DraftKings. Will there be an out registered at third base? Maybe it's on an attempted sack fly. Maybe it's on a force out. Maybe it's an attempted steal. Who the hell knows? Plus 250 if it happens. Why not, Lundy? Why not? That's what I'm going to be rooting for tonight. Will somebody get gunned down at third base? Make it happen.
I love it.
Make
I
it
love
happen.
It.
Plus 250. Why the hell not? And before we get out of here, let me give you the poll results on Baker Mayfield. We had 278 votes. Again, the line, 29.5 passing touchdowns. And... they are siding our fans with the under, the majority at 61.6% compared to the over 29.5 passing touchdowns for Mr. Progressive Insurance at 38.4%. Brett Herskovitz added, Chubb and Hunt will run too many times for Baker to hit 30 TDs. Stefanski's going to have them operating like a well-oiled machine. And Chris Cannon added, if we had 16 games, and I would say under, he had 26 TDs in 2020 while missing OBJ for two-thirds of the season. Give me the over with the extra games and his wide receiver one. So, and again, very split, not quite down the middle, but not everybody. Kumbaya on that over-under line for Baker Mayfield. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the Noise.